With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If you're a Trump supporter, President Biden has a label for you.
Did President Biden call Trump supporters garbage? The White House is trying to recover from an unforced error after the president's garbled remark on a campaign call Tuesday with Voto Latino Foundation CEO Maria Teresa Kumar. According to the White House transcript, Biden says the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. He then pauses and says his demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. Republicans like Senator Marco Rubio quickly seized on the remark.
Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage.
He spoke at Trump's Tuesday rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm Jennifer King.
And of course, former President Trump spoke at that Pennsylvania rally.
Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala that you've had enough. You're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out of here. You're fired.
And last night, Kamala Harris delivered what's billed as her campaign's closing argument. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Two nights after Donald Trump held a huge rally in New York City, Kamala Harris spoke to thousands of people in Washington. The crowd stretched from the Ellipse near the White House to the Washington Monument. She drew a sharp contrast between her campaign and Trump's and made this request 1 week before the election.
I offer a different path, and I ask for your vote.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court rejecting an emergency appeal to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the presidential ballot in two battleground states. There have been no arrests in a deadly overnight stabbing in a New York City subway station in Brooklyn. The victim was stabbed in the back. Watching Wall Street ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures down 84 points, NASDAQ futures 8 points higher. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is going on in Georgia.
The state says students at Luther Rice College and Seminary cannot access financial aid because the school is religious. Lawyers for Luther Rice are now suing on First Amendment grounds and the fact that other religious schools in the state are being allowed to access the funds. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents Luther Rice, says, quote, people of faith cannot be discriminated against for choosing the school that best aligns with their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Amish are numerous in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania, and yet only a small minority of them vote in elections. Well, they're being targeted this year in the latest effort to register more of them to vote. Republicans are seeking their votes through billboards, ads, door-to-door canvassing, and community meetings. Republican campaigners see the Amish as receptive to GOP talking points, smaller government, less regulation, and religious freedom. SRN News. Former President Trump's Truth Social, now worth more than Elon Musk's X.
Trump Media and Technology Group is now valued at over $10 billion after its shares more than quadrupled since late September. Fidelity Investment Group estimates the value of X's holdings at around $9.4 billion. The stock of Trump Media, or TMTG, tends to move more with Trump's re-election odds than its own profit prospects, and investors see his chances of retaking the presidency as improving. By Tuesday's close, the stock was almost 9% higher at $51.51. That was on top of a 21.6% gain on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
We'll soon find out how the economy fared in the third quarter. The government expected to report the gross domestic product grew at a 2.6% annual rate July through September. More details, SRNnews.com.